Through my mailbox, a letter dropped, an invitation to a rock and roll hop, sent to me by a friend of mine who lives in a castle with Frankenstein. Got to the castle about a quarter to eight, swam the moat and climbed the gate. I knocked on the door and went in the hall where the Monsters Union was having a ball. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and the bebop the bee. The purple people eater was eating on me. Night and dig a rock and roll band. Dinner was served about a quarter to ten. A headless waiter was a bringing it in. I got a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. Was sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing the gaskets, but now it was time. Back to the caskets. Igor, funny little man, standing there grinning with a shovel in your hand. Igor, what's your plan? Going out tonight and dig a rock and roll band. Igor, yeah, yeah.
Welcome, each and every one of you, on this darkest of nights. Is it the Devil's Night? Is it Samhain? Is it the night before Halloween? It is the Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. You are listening to WFMU.org for a very special seasonal episode. We started off there with Igor's Party, brought to us by Tony and the Monstrosities. That record dropped in the year 1962. All kinds of tricks or treats. Spooky things abound, lurking behind the previous track. We're going to keep things stewing.
Good midnight to you. You are here at the invitation of the Young America Mystic Cult of Horrors, and you shall enjoy being horrified to the point of sheer panic as you are transported into the dark sepulchres of this mysterious night. And you may feel yourself changing from the gentle person you are to a monster with dark green blood running through its veins. Or you may change into a werewolf with long fangs for teeth. or you may become a vampire with a deep urge within you for a refreshing drink of blood. Warm human blood. Of course, these changes will happen to only a few of you, while others will remain as themselves, in a way, in a strange sort of way. And some may notice a feeling of loneliness and have an urge to run far into the darkness, to the nearest cemetery, to be in the company of the other souls who walk in the night. Some may imagine they feel long, bony fingers clutching at their throats. If this should happen to you, don't move a muscle. Don't make a sound. Don't even breathe. Just cross your fingers, as a cross usually protects you. If not, you will have the time of your life. The last time. The story begins in a few moments. And as it moves you from one horror to another, you may feel things about you, near you, so near to feel their cold, clammy breath on your body. Or you may feel other things, things without shape of any kind. Yet you'll know somehow that they are very close to you. You may feel something crawling all over your body that leaves cold, damp impressions on your skin. And some of you may feel your hands tingling a bit here and there. Don't be alarmed. These are the friendly ones. The only friendly things you'll feel during this night of terror. I leave you now in a trance of enjoyable hallucinations of the horrible things in store for you. And after your weird experiences, I will return to lead you out of the darkness of death back to life.
Oh. started dancing, he was quite entrancing. When he did the jangle his own way, his bones were rattling loudly as he began to shuffle proudly. That's the way that Satan makes a holiday. The music wasn't good, but it was plenty spooky. That's the way he likes it night and day. The gentleman prefers to listen to aggravating rhythm. That's the way that Satan makes a holiday. Watch out, he's coming out. He's really rather goofy, trying to be spooky, but he has to do it day by day. His job is not alluring, nevertheless it's quite enduring. Maybe that's why Satan takes a holiday.
Thank you. demons! The demons!
Demons? Demons aren't real. They're parables, metaphors.
Then what the fuck is that?
Book for witches, the Besom. When full gallop they would speed to a coven far away, thrifty witches use a steed economical, the broom. This asks neither stall nor groom, never runs a bill for hay. The familiar, mangy, lean of evil fame, subject to her own dark laws. Old Grimalkin tells her dame ancient lore that all cats know, and their secret, how to show friendship while you flex your claws. The magic circle. Here within this potent round, witch secure from harm may stay. Safety lies in circles, bound in such mystic cipher goes earth and all the worlds. Who knows what grim shapes it keeps at bay? Enchanted sleep. Vivian, the limmer lass, stepping from the fairy lake, bound Merlin in tree of glass with her cup of magic dwale. Now she lies, so ends each tale, in sleep of death no spell can break. magician's hat. Like a steeple to the skies soared the occult headdress, once worn with pride by adept wise. Round the brim the zodiac whirled in scarlet thread, alack, now this cap denotes the dunce. Witch's wheel. By the turning of this wheel, faithfulness in hearts of men, young enchantresses can seal. Circe long ago did hold such a toy, yet we are told Ulysses never came again. The spells. There are words of awful might that each witch wife must be learning. If the runes are spoken right, fiends will hasten to obey. Let the tongue slip, neighbors may suddenly smell something burning. The coven. Cross-legged on the sarsen stone, Satan sits, with staghorn crown. Witches, kneeling by his throne, wonder at his mask in fear. Is it sin in person here? Likely just a clerk from town. The Covenant. Writ on scroll of felon's skin, with her blood, for evil's sake, is her name. Now she is kin to Pamphila, Ender, Bork. Lucifer will bless her work and reward her with the stake.
Oh! for Did you ever think when a hearse drives by that someday soon you too will die? They wrap you up in a bloody sheet and toss you down 1,000 feet. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. The ants play pinochle in your snout. The big black bug with big red eyes crawls in your innards and out your sides. You squish him up and spread him on bread. That's what you eat when you are dead. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. In your stomach and out your mouth.
Zombie flesh eaters. Zombie flesh eaters. Zombie flesh eaters. Now playing at a theater near you.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop.
far beyond is the work of madness.
Death!
The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Deranged. For Mary, it was only the beginning. For Christine, it was already too late. For Dolly, the worst was yet to come. And only Mrs. Cobb knew what he would do next.
I really love you, Mary.
Sometimes you don't want to believe what you see, but sometimes it's true. The story of a trail of butchery so brutal that newspapers refuse to print its horrifying details. When the horror becomes unbearable, it is too late to scream.
Lady Margaret, Lady Margaret was sewing at the sea. She's all dressed in black. And the thought came in her head to roam in the woods, to pull flowers to flower a hat, my boys, to pull flowers to flower her hat. So she hoisted up her petticoats a bit above the knee, and so nimbly she ran over the ground. And when she came to the merry green woods, she pulled those branches down, my boys. Ah, she pulled those branches down. Suddenly, she spied a fine young man. He's standing by a tree. He says, "How dare you pull those branches down without the leave of me, my dear? Without the leave of me." Well, she says, "This little wood, it is my very own. My father gave it to me. I can pull these branches down without the leave of thee, young man. Oh, without the leave of thee." And he took her by the milk-white hand and by the grass-green sleeve. He pulled her down at the foot of the bush. He never once asked her leave, my boys. Oh, he never once asked her leave. And when it was done, she twisted about to ask her true love's name. But she nothing saw, she nothing heard, and all the woods grew dim. And all the woods grew dim. There's 24 ladies all in the land, and they're all playing at chess. Except it was the Lady Margaret, and she's green as any glass, my boys. Oh, she's green as any glass. And there's 24 ladies all in the land, grow as red as any rose. Except the Lady Margaret, she's pale and wan, my boys. Oh, pale and wan she goes. Up then spoke the little serving girl. She lifted her hand and smiled. She said, "I think my lady's loved too long, and now she goes with child, my dears. Oh, and now she goes with child." Up then spoke the second serving girl. "Oh, ever and alas," say she, But I think I know a herb in the merry green wood that'll twine thy baby from thee. It'll rip thy babe from thee. So Lady Margaret, she got herself a comb. She made haste to comb her hair. And then she's away to the merry green woods, as fast as she can tear, my boys, as fast as she can tear. And she hadn't pulled in the merry green woods a herb that barely won, when by her stands young Tamblyn. He says, Margaret, leave it alone. Oh, Margaret, leave it alone. Why'd you pull that bitter little herb? That herb that grows so grey, for to destroy that fine young babe that we got in our play, my dear. Oh, that we got in our play. Well, come tell me now, young Tamlin, says she, if an earthly man you be. I'll tell you no lies, says young Tamlin. I was christened as good as thee. I was christened as good as thee. But as I rode a-hunting on a bitter, bitter night, it was from my horse I fell, and the Queen of Elfin, she caught me into yonder green hill to dwell. Oh, in yonder green hill to dwell. But tonight is Halloween, lady. The Elfin Court will ride, and if you would your true love win, by the mill bridge you must hide, my dears. By the mill bridge you must hide. And first we'll run the black horse, then we'll run the brown.
Forest holds its breath. The wind blows. The trees shiver. A bat quivers in the night. Witches wail. Witches cackle. And cast their spells. A black cat cries. It is Halloween. Out of their hiding places, goblins step and laugh and dance. A circle of ghosts in the sky. The wind whistles around the corners of the house. Shadows fall outside the windows. Strange, unnatural sounds.
What was that?
In the distance, the sound of bones. Skeletons rising slowly. Slowly from their graves. Finger bones. Hand bones. Arm bones. A grinning skull. Back bones. Leg bones. Toe bones. Rising. Bones moving this way. Dancing in the ghostly moonlight. And a jack-o'-lantern laughs. Now, pirates. Spirits. Monsters. Witches. Wheeze and whistle. Threaten and yell. Ring bells. Scare parents?
turn can. And nothing will stop them. Nothing at all. Except lollipops and apples and chocolates and nuts. The jack-o'-lantern laugh and laugh.
It is Halloween.
Who the hell is that?
Thank you.
past.
Screw your past.
Hey, Nancy. No running in the hallway.
Was a scorcher. House burner of a set there. We just heard from the Elm Street group. From Freddy's greatest hits, Do the Freddy. Jump 3 feet to the swinging beat of the Freddy. From 1987, brought to you by Rick Records. In front of that, precursor, preamble, preface, more Freddy right there. Excerpt. Even though it's credited to Charles Bernstein, I assume that's for the background soundtrack, even though they were just lifting the audio straight out of the movie. 1986, CBS, a Japan-only release, Horror World. Ask for it by name. Just in front of that, Ghostly Sounds. A wonderful album. Peter Pan Records brought this out in the 70s, I think around 76. Gershon Kingsley doing the wonderful electronic music on there. A time in true classic. In front of that, from Italy, Sigil MS, Terror Auto Obstetrics, a remix. From 1990 on AWB, a 7-inch. Just before that, a 12-inch by Current 93, Tamlin, excerpted there from the year, I believe, 1994. Was when that one came out. That being a Fairport Convention cover. Before that, Jack and Jim with The Midnight Monsters Hop, a 7-inch from 1959. In front of that, Head Boggle from the Bay Area. Monster Simulation, and this comes from his Polyphonic Demo CD. In front of that, The Accused with The Hearse. Canadian Accused. I was mixing some background sounds. You may or may not have caught on to that, but it was Simon Boswell. A track called The Maggots. That comes from The Phenomenon, or the US named Creepers soundtrack. Simon Boswell, who also did the wonderful soundtracks for, say, Graveyard Disturbance, and I believe Dinner with a Vampire. Speaking of, in front of that we heard Dinner Music for a Monster, Frankie Stein. Of course, Frankie Stein. In front of that we heard Vincent Price from the Hornbook for Witches album. Can't have Halloween without Vincent Price. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Before that, Dennis Michael Tenney. The opening theme for Night of the Demons. Another classic. You almost can't have Halloween without watching Night of the Demons either. And if you haven't, you should. Before that, Nuclear Death, the unparalleled, uncanny Nuclear Death. From the album Carry On for Worm, we heard Return of the Feasting Witch. Just before that, De Kreutzen with Halloween, as in the theme song for that 1978 hit movie, Halloween, found on their Century Days album in the year 1988. just in front of that Anton LaVey, Satan Takes a Holiday. Vocal version from a self-titled album. From 1995, brought to you by Amarillo. Amarillo being the label from one Neil Hamburger, or Greg Turkington, depending on how you look at the situation. And kind of at the beginning of that, we heard Sodom from their album Obsessed with Cruelty, Intro, The Rebirth, from 1986, from the wonderful Metal Blade album. Boy, was it spooky tonight. Boy, I just scared my own head off. Hope you're celebrating and having a wicked time doing whatever it is you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your Halloween. Thanks for listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman for WFMU.org.